Hello everyone, I'm Ankush Bhandari and welcome to another episode of The Shopper in Shorts. Today I'm going to talk about the concept of planned shopper and instant shopper and why it is important for any brand to focus on both, irrespective of the category that a brand plays in. Have you heard of the concept of destination category, impulse category, etc.? In simple terms, a category which finds its place on the written shopping list before a shopper comes to shop, or one of the main reasons of why a shopper comes to shop, is called a destination category. An example would be washing powder, dishwasher tablets, nappies, etc. An example of an impulse category might be chewing gum, packets of small crisps. Oh, wait. You might not like small crisps. Sorry, I meant small packets of crisps, energy drinks, etc. An impulse category is where a shopping decision is made instantly, and the shopper in this scenario is referred to as an instant shopper. Now, if I say to you that a DVD player could be positioned to an instant shopper, what would you say? My initial reaction was that it would be a planned purchase. But my dear friend Sadashiv Naik, the CEO of India's biggest retail chain, proved it otherwise by selling DVD players as an instant impulse shop based on his focus on few sales fundamentals such as relevant promotion, price, and a place within his stores conducive to impulse purchases a few years ago now. And by Jove, did they sell like hotcakes. Since then, I have looked at the same scenario from the point of view of multiple categories, and we strongly believe that any brand in any category should have its strategy to appeal to both its planned as well as instant shoppers. As the name suggests, a planned shopper is the one who's already planned a purchase and is finalizing the actual buy at the point of purchase, while an instant shopper plans and decides the buy instantly at the point of purchase. Just to be clear, the point of purchase here can be both online and offline. Let's look at some further examples. Even if you're looking at some high-end televisions, where one would think that the purchase is always planned, but the brand should have its strategy to appeal to both planned shoppers and instant shoppers. Because it might be that even if the potential shoppers of televisions don't complete the buy there and then, but if a brand has put fundamentals in place to appeal to the instant shopper as well as the planned shopper, the chances are the brand would have created a consideration in the shopper mindset and would now be on the path to purchase journey of the potential shopper. Similarly, brands in the chewing gum category, which might mainly apply to instant shoppers, merits focus on planned shoppers as well. And the strategies for this same should be put in place so that the category finds a place in planned shopping as well. If you're already focusing with your brand on both planned and instant shoppers, then that is fantastic. If not, I would request you to try this concept and see magic happen. Thank you, and until next time, bye-bye.